Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Listen to this, because in the year 2000, there were 522 nightclubs in Ireland. 522. This year, there are 85. 85, as countries all over the world return to normal life. What is the future of the nightclub? Well, Niall Byrne, aka Niler 9, has some big ideas and he's putting them into practice at Culture Night on September 23rd. And he's going to tell me all about it now. Good morning, Niall. How are you?
Hey, Trevor. How are you doing?
I'm good. Niall, I mentioned the change in the number of nightclubs in Ireland there. How would you sum up the situation now?
We're in a very deep period of transition. I think there's a lot of factors in that. There's a lot of reasons why nightclubs have, 4 out of 5 nightclubs have shut since 2000. But a lot of it for me is to do with the licensing laws, which they are talking about changing, thankfully. So that is apparently on the cards. So there's a lot of talk from government about that at the moment. But, you know, there's loads of different factors as well. There's, you know, the entertainment options have changed. People's habits have changed. But, you know, I think there's a big desire for dancing and nightclubs. And I guess the nightclubs I'm talking about, the nightclubs I'm interested in particular, are the ones where music is at the centre of it, where it's really that is where people are going. They're not going for the late night drinking and alcohol. They're going for the dancing. And as someone who puts on clubs in Dublin, that's something that I'm really interested in.
Yeah. We love our pubs, don't we? We love our pubs. But why is a club and a music scene that offers more than drink important socially and to the economy?
Well, I mean, there's been a lot of talk in the last few years about the nighttime economy. And, you know, I think there's been enough talk about that government have also taken that on board and talked about how they understand now how important it is that the economy that's generated at nighttime is as valid as whatever happens in the daytime. That can be anything from a pub to a club to a late night venue, a late night gallery, whatever it is. And as part of Culture Night, that's kind of what we're doing this year. There's a lot of that kind of late night stuff happening. And that's because there is a good reason for that. We want to kind of remove the alcohol licensing from the late night dance and events licensing so that you can do things at night time that don't revolve around alcohol necessarily.
Good luck. Good luck with that one.
Well, I mean, it's on the cards. It's happening all over Europe. It's happening everywhere else. And I don't see why we can't do it here.
We
just
should.
Just takes a bit of willpower and a lot of talk.
It takes someone like you to get things moving and get talking about it. Can you tell me about Night Moves? What is it? Where is it going to be?
Yeah, so Night Moves is our event that we're putting on as part of Culture Night Dublin. That's the 23rd of September. So you may know the fruit and veg market off Capel Street that's been sitting derelict for a few years. Mm-hmm. And there are big plans for that. But right now it's been closed and empty. So we've got the keys to that. We're going in for 23rd of September. We're going to put on some DJs and some discussions talking about the future of nightlife, future of clubbing. Because the important thing for me is that, you know, I think it's been we've talked about it a lot in the last few years, and it's getting through, is that clubbing is culture as well. There is an idea that, you know, what happens at nighttime is actually really important to the country and the people who are participating in it, and also livelihoods as well. So Night Moves essentially is an event where we'll be kind of inviting everyone, because Culture Night is for all ages. All events are free. There's no financial barriers for entry other than capacity. So what we're doing is we're inviting 700 people at any one time into the fruit and veg market. We're putting on DJs and we're going to have different kind of sounds and genres and sounds happening in there. So it's going to be a big party, a big rave with no alcohol and
amazing,
kind of a fun experience. Just to kind of give you an idea, because Culture Night for me is all about, you know, going and seeing what's happening in the city culturally and creatively. And this is an opportunity for clubbing to be a part of that as well. I think it's really, really important that there is a big marquee DJ and electronic-led gig happening as part of Culture Night.
Purpose-built nightclubs are just not around anymore. Do you think they'll be back?
I mean, look at everything at the moment with the cost of living crisis and everything else and the licensing being very difficult. What needs to change, first of all, is the licensing laws so that you can open a space and designate it as a multi-purpose space that it can be daytime and nighttime. Just this week, we saw Amsterdam give out some 24-hour licenses, which essentially means that you can, it's up to the premises to decide how long it can open, so or what time it opens till. And I think there's always considerations around residential areas and where places are built up. Like we saw Jam Park and Swords close recently, that never really got going because not helped by the pandemic. So there is options, there is opportunities to build custom built spaces. There's Dockland space that we could potentially look at. Obviously, this involves people who have money, who were willing to put that development money down on the line to open up those clubs. But certainly, it's something that I think is on the cards in the next 20 years. I know there'll be many of them, but it's an option, and I think it's something we need to be talking about because I think it's really important.
I mean, everyone is sick of the word pop up, but is that the kind of idea we're stuck with for now?
Well, I prefer the term multi-use because therefore you can have something that's in there in the daytime. Maybe it's a cafe or,
sure,
you know, a whatever it is. It could be a library or whatever. You could move things around and make a place a modular space so you can actually do things. I think that's the way we need to think about these. Because it's so expensive to rent things in the city and to buy things, it means that we need to move to a model where it's a bit more like there's a cafe. Like if you look at, good example is Wigwam in town. It's a coffee spot during the day, then it turns into a club later on in the evening. It's also an event space. They do ping pong, all that kind of stuff in there. So we like, you can move, you can change the space based on what you have with the imagination of it. And I think it's really important that you have stuff during the daytime because the old ideas of nightclub as this space that only opened at a certain time, it's probably gone because that means like we need spaces that can be multifunction.
Makes sense. We can't stop dancing. Some of the, when I think back to when I was going out, the best nights were not drink-led, but they were just dancing. And it's so important. Do you think that would, I mean, this is a loaded question, but the fact that, you know, with mental health and all that kind of stuff being so prevalent and at the forefront of many conversations right here, right now, that, you know, that young people don't get the opportunity to dance anymore, really.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say, isn't it? But I think, look at TikTok and look what happens there in terms of dancing and how popular it is. I know my niece as well is massively into dancing. And so
she needs somewhere to go now.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, that's when you get a bit older. You need somewhere to go. And everyone needs somewhere to go, whether you're 18 or 80. You know, there's always opportunities to go. That's one of the things about Night Moves. I want to make sure that, like, it's open to all. I want all ages to come in. If they're scared of clubbing or, like, you know, think it's some sort of dirty word, it's fine. You can just come in and have a look and see what it sounds like, what it feels like. Because it's a big warehouse space, that Fruit and Veg Market, and I really want people to come in and have a look at it because it's a historic part of Dublin as well.
It is.
130 years old as well, so it'll look really special. So that's one example, you know. That'll be all ages, so people can come in and have a look.
And Niall, if people want to find out more, where can they go? Check out your Instagram or is there a website?
Yeah, culturenightdublin.ie is where all the event stuff is happening, niall09.com and niall09 on all socials. So, yeah, we're announcing more of the lineup very soon. So lots to happen there.
Lots to do. Well, it's great to talk to you and thanks for coming on the show. There we go. That was Niall. And you can check out, if you want to find out more about Night Moves and other Culture Night events, just go to the website Culture Night Dublin. You find it there. And Niall09 on Instagram and Twitter and all that kind of stuff. We can't stop dancing, lads. We just can't let that happen.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.